Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. We are still in Dharamshala. This particular channeling will be slightly different. It's not about information as much as celebration. You're in the area where oneness is taught. And I want to review it. Each one of you listening to my voice is included. There are no exclusions. Ever. All human beings are included. Dear ones, the shift of this planet since 2012 has enabled human beings to start on a path that is new. And all that you have been listening to from me on the 10 channelings so far, come to a point right now where I have to say, take a breath. Because the energy that is here since the precession of the equinoxes on this planet starts to change everything. And the model for the change is what is taught here. The basics of the teaching, not the periphery. The basics of the teaching say that inside you, there is actually a piece of the creative source. And in the West, it is called the higher self. And in the West, there have been all manner of processes to connect to it. But while the West has been considering processes here, there are none. Instead, there is the consciousness. That is the process. And since this change, dear ones, of the precession of the equinoxes in 2012, the consciousness of all of you is starting to be what I will call enabled. You can sit and you can study what happened here. You can listen to the teachings. You can relate to all of these things. For this is who you are. If you're listening to this channel, the chances are that you are interested in the consciousness of yourself, of the power that it might have. And suddenly, after 2012, the ability of the individual to hook the oneness of all things to itself has never been as great. This is a plea. Instead of you simply looking around and judging for yourself what took place or what did not take place here, take a moment and throw that away and look only at the area that promotes what you believe, and relax inside yourself that you are powerful because of the consciousness that you have. Since 2012, many of the teachings of achieving the oneness are starting to be modified. And the reason is because this is the time when humans are going to start to increase what you would call the evolution of the oneness. The concepts that you have heard about compassion and oneness, specifically from the academic who was asked, how can you forgive those who would kill the ones around you? How do you even begin to look at them in a compassionate way? And the answer he gave was complex. And the answer that he gave was all that he could give in a linear way to describe a non-linear consciousness process that is that which is the compassion of God. And to explain the compassion of God is almost impossible. And yet he did it. And what I am telling you is that these explanations are going to start occurring naturally to you. You're going to start understanding how a compassionate soul works. And you're going to do it without the study, without the years that it might take. And the reasoning is this: the ancients of this planet all foretold this time. All over the world, they foretold of a time when the evolution of consciousness would begin. It is no accident that my partner kept me from coming here until after the shift. For now I am in the center of the consciousness of oneness study, and this is the time and the place to present this premise, a plea for you to understand that these things are self-evident and they are starting to become part of you, not a study. And the more that you would examine them, the more you would take on the ownership of the knowledge of a compassionate spirit, of what compassionate action really means. You've seen so much. You've met the masters. You've met the children. Can you then go the extra step and meet yourself? Can you look upon yourself the same way you did the children? And that is to say, you're precious, magnificent in the eyes of spirit in every single way. And if you can, you start to understand that these things are being almost an invitation to you to go to the next step. Before you would leave this beautiful country or the areas or even the next ones you will visit, take an opportunity, dear ones in front of me, to sit for just a moment and ask yourself, is there something more I didn't get? You're in the right place at the right time. We speak so many times of the oneness between the human being and the creative source which you call God. And now human beings are able to put this together faster than ever. And the reason there is a plea, dear ones, is this: as you go, the world goes. The enlightened human being is not just one. The explosion that can happen in you is able to be carried back wherever you are. And it doesn't matter whether you're a teacher or not. For you carry it back and others see it in you. Your children see it in you. Your grandchildren see it in you. And this changes the world. Take a moment and say to yourself, is there more? For there is. And it's so profoundly here. Namaste. And so it is.